One summer growing up, I went with a couple of my brothers to our cousin's place in Montana. We spent a couple weeks there. One of the cousins was my age, and the other one was 2 years older. And we spent the couple weeks there, and every night, at the very end of the day, my uncle Dennis, who was a welder, would sit us down in the living room. And I had like a strawberry kiwi Shasta pop. Do you remember those? This was the summer I discovered this, and I was like 8, 9 years old. I would sit there in the living room with my cousins and my couple brothers who were there sipping on my pop. And my Uncle Dennis would read us stories from King Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table. And at night, we would camp out in the living room in our sleeping bags, all of us kids there, and we'd retell these great tales of Sir Lancelot heading out into battle to face the great dragon. It's not as fashionable anymore to tell such tales because dragons don't exist anymore, right? We built a world where we're safe from them all. Or we've sanitized any idea of dragons so that they become these goofy Disney versions. Nothing truly threatening. Nothing that has to be slain. But a world without dragons is not only boring, it's also not real. It's not real. On Easter Sunday morning, right before the gospel, the priest stands up and he sings the Easter sequence. One of those lines which says, "Death and life have contended in that battle stupendous." The very high point of the whole Christian drama culminates with the cross and the tomb. You know, this altar, the altar represents the tomb, not just a table, but the tomb which points to the resurrection and the life which we receive from it. But it's the whole Christian drama, and in fact, it's all of reality that culminates in the cross and the tomb, the defeat of the tomb. That's all of reality. If we're not living in that reality, we are living in a fantasy world. But what the Christian life is us being called to participate in this reality. It's being called to enter in to this reality of the cross and the resurrection from the tomb. That's what is the Christian life. And this battle that takes place, that we're called to enter into, it's one which takes place primarily within our souls. It's a battle within the spiritual and in the material world, to be sure. But the primary battlefield of it is not flesh and blood, but primarily with the powers and principalities of darkness. It's a battle within the human soul. J.R.R. Tolkien, who wrote the Lord of the Rings series, he spoke about the book saying that, of course, it's a fundamentally religious and Catholic work. That Frodo, right? He's called from the safe haven of the Shire to enter into this mission and this great adventure, which is so much bigger than himself. And he's called to enter into this battle, which is already ongoing. But it's a battle not just with Mordor and the powers of darkness. But the big drama and adventure of The Lord of the Rings is that the battle takes place largely within Frodo himself. The Christian adventure, living the Christian life, it's one that the only way in which we enter into it is when we recognize that we're being called into the danger of it, into the demands it places upon us, and into the real high stakes that are there. The whole Christian life is only boring, right? People say Christianity. One of the first words that comes to their mind is boring. The Christian life is only boring if we live in some fantasy that the powers of darkness and light aren't battling within us. If we think somehow we can hide from that or ignore it. That the great drama that's being fought out now is this battle of light and darkness with the cross and with the resurrection in the tomb, and that the battleground is within our soul. And it's a battle mainly in my own self-will, a battle in my vices, a battle with my apathy. And what connects us with the Lord, who is victorious, is the power of faith. That's our lifeline, which gives us victory in this, which gives us the assurance of victory, is this life of faith, which is our relationship with the Lord. It's the trust and entrusting ourselves to Him. That it's entering into the danger of it. Abraham, who is called from his own land, who is the father of faith, to enter and to leave his family and to enter into this strange land led by the Lord because he knew him to be trustworthy. And you hear all these things that Abraham goes through with he and his wife Sarah, longing for this child that's promised to them, even though they're old and sterile. But the main battle that's happening within Abraham is happening within him. As he climbs the mountain with his son Isaac, this is a battle that's going on within him. And it's a battle of faith, of trust in the Lord. And he figured that even if he was asked to sacrifice his son, through whom the promise of many descendants would come forth, that even if he was promised to sacrifice his son, he figured that this was a God who could even raise someone from the dead. That it's a call into something dangerous with the Lord. That it's something that places a high demand of us, high expectations. The Christian life is one that does not set the bar low, but it's a really high bar. To live a life of Christian forgiveness, the bar is really high. Christian morality calls us to something much larger than ourselves. The bar is really high. To live a life of real, rich Christian prayer, that's something that's beyond us, that we're called to enter into, and the bar is really high. But when we live a life of faith, this is where we receive all the strength for that, and we receive the life for that, because we're called into a life in which the stakes are also really high. That it's the stakes of the salvation or the damnation of our souls. And that's a real thing. Or we're living in some fantasy world. We're not living in reality. The Christian life is one that from the very beginning has been this call from something safe into the danger of the life of faith with the Lord. Think of the last 2,000 years. Think of all of the things that our Christian ancestors from the apostles on down have faced, in which they had received the faith, they held on to it through trial, famine, and sword, all sorts of things, so that they could pass the faith on to the next generation. And how 2,000 years that faith has passed from one generation to the next and to us. And the main battle that they faced in passing the faith on was a battle within. Dragons still exist. And the whole adventure of the Christian life is not trying to hide from them or pretend that they're not there, but entering with the Lord into the battle through the power of faith.